The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're gonna be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals. I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. If you love listening to Girls with Goals and other podcasts like ours, and you've ever thought about making your own, then let's talk about Anchor.
First off, it's free, which is amazing because there are so many cool things you can do with Anchor to make your podcast a reality. You can record and edit right on Anchor using your phone or your computer, and then Anchor will distribute your episodes to Spotify, Apple, anywhere you want your podcast. Anchor does it for you.
Anchor works with Spotify, so you can add any song straight from Spotify into your podcast. You can even make money off of your podcast through Anchor. It's really just everything you'd need or want in one place.
So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everyone?
Welcome to Girls with Goals with your hosts,
and Catherine
and Caroline. Wow. Not even welcome back, just welcome to our first full episode ever. I do not like how I said that. All right, like I was saying, welcome to our first full episode ever, which is kind of wild that this is happening right now.
But we've been thinking about something that the two of us could do together for so long now, and when we thought of a podcast, we knew that was it. It just seems so fitting. And when we asked you guys about it, you were so into it as well, so this has been highly anticipated, and we're so excited to just get to know you all a little bit better and share some more of our life.
The two of us literally joke all the time about how we have, like, a running dialogue going on in our heads, and we just never stop talking.
To ourselves, like, in my head, the podcast has already existed for years now, just in my, going in my head. Now we're sharing it with you guys.
Yeah, and, I mean, there's only so much you can share on Instagram, stories, TikTok, all of that. With, like, the short-form videos, you know, we never really have this space to just, like, sit down and talk and share all of our thoughts and ideas. So I'm excited now to have this podcast as a place to just talk, let you guys in our lives and our thoughts, and hopefully you can all take something away from this, whether it's advice or inspiration or just a nice weekly distraction from your own life.
So we'll introduce ourselves a little bit now to everyone who's new here, but we do have a little intro trailer episode that talks a little bit more about that. Of course, we'll get into it now. If you're new, but if you are not new, if you've been following us for a while, I think there's still going to be so much that people don't know about us, you know? Even if you have been following from the beginning.
Been able to share, like, as in-depth as now.
Yeah, and like Caroline said, that's not because we haven't wanted to share it, but just because you can't share everything in little one-off Instagram posts or captions or whatever it may be. So this is the place to do that and go a little bit more in-depth, and we cannot be more excited about it.
Yeah, and don't get us wrong, this is not even just for, like, you guys and sharing with you. This is
no,
also
this is for us.
So amazing for us to just get those thoughts out of our head out there in the world, talk through things together, and really be able to share all of that with you. Like a group hang, if you will.
This is fully just a scheme for Kiana to hang out and talk more. As if as if we need to spend more time together.
No, more like a scheme for Kathleen to actually like share her feelings with me. You guys don't even understand, like, we do everything together, and we spend every second together, but
I tell her
still
nothing.
So much that I don't know about her. So,
a mystery,
which is not
if you will.
Like, it's, I know it's her not better than everyone else, but there's, like, details of her life that Catherine keeps private, so...
what?
You just like to keep things a little bit more private. I feel like I'm a very open book.
Not for, like, any reason. I just, like, physically can't talk about
and hopefully this will
okay
that
no
that.
That sounds so bad. I'm just horrible at talking about my emotions, so hopefully, like, I can talk for hours, like,
exactly,
but I just, once it gets serious, I just lose all.
So hopefully this is a space
thought.
Where, like, you know, we'll just talk about everything, and you guys will get to know us better, we'll get to know ourselves better, and it'll just be a good time.
Okay,
so
we'll get into so much more of that later on in the coming episodes once we get to know each other. But for now, let's just tell you guys a little bit about who we are.
So I'm Caroline, and Catherine and I are twin sisters. We live on the East Coast on a little island on the coast. We grew up between here and Hong Kong, and now we also go to school together at Northeastern in Boston. I mean, in terms of who we are, we're both super interested in health and fitness and just wellness overall. This is making it sound like we are exactly the same.
I promise you, we are so different, but we just work together really well, and you'll definitely start to see the differences in our personalities as the episodes go on.
Yeah, for sure. But we do have a lot of the same interests, really similar mindsets, and have pretty much been through everything in life together.
Yeah, that's what I think makes our relationship so great, because we both have been through some pretty interesting things in life, good and bad, but through all of it, we've been lucky enough to kind of have this other person going through the exact same thing at the same time.
Yeah, we really understand each other's lives more than anyone else ever could, like, ever. And that's something that's super rare and that I think will make our conversations in this podcast so cool, as well as just, like, makes our sister relationship special.
Being a twin is such a weird dynamic. I mean, we've had times where we've absolutely loved it and then absolutely hated it, just because there's this constant attachment to another person, and that can be super good and supportive at times, but also sometimes, you know, you get to a point where you just want complete independence from that constant connection. But above all, we are kind of an extension of each other, so I hope that's what you guys can see through this podcast.
I mean, there's also the idea of comparison. Like, when you have a twin who's from the same parents, grew up in the same environment at the exact same time, it's like there's this expectation, whether that's from other people or just from yourself, that you kind of have to achieve the same things, be the same kind of people, follow the same timeline, or else one of you is going to, like, be seen as better.
I think what Karen's referring to is one time when we were little, we had a singing competition.
I had no idea where she was going with this.
We had a singing competition, and she begged. So, of course, my parents just, where we are both winners.
You know, like, so, how parents do. Like, no one wins.
But
it's
no, no.
Tie.
Caroline begged them
I
to
said,
choose a winner.
There has to be a winner. Because, of course, I thought that I was going to be the winner.
And they chose me.
They chose me, Catherine.
So.
And I was really upset. So, yeah, like I said, constant comparison.
But on a serious note, I'm sure anyone with siblings or best friends that you're really close with can relate to that too. That constant feeling of being kind of grouped together with a person compared to each other. But on the flip side, when you get away from that constant comparison, you have this built-in cheerleader who always wants you to succeed.
And that's definitely the route we've taken, especially recently. So with that, let's talk more about what our lives are like right now and what we're up to.
So right now, as we said, we're sitting in New Hampshire in my room.
More specifically, on Catherine's bedroom floor.
More specifically, on the floor. So we spent the summer here just both really focused on building our kind of individual brands and working really hard while we have this time away from school to focus solely on that. So for me, that's looked like getting my spin instructor certification, working on building my Instagram, and just kind of figuring out how all the things I want to show you guys fit together. And those things are fitness and healthy lifestyle. So I'm teaching group fitness classes and we'll teach spin classes soon at Northeastern as well. And I love showing you guys just my daily routines for personal fitness too. And mindset, everything to do with manifestation and positivity and that healthy growth mindset that, you know, we're promoting and kind of facilitating here with this podcast. So confidence and everything that comes with it, which is part of the reason why I love spin classes, because it ties those things together. Getting stronger both physically and mentally is just kind of what we're all about here. And I have so much fun doing it too. And then, of course, I just love sharing my life, romanticizing it, and being able to make really cool content to share with you guys this summer. So overall, I've just been working to create a super positive and supportive space for you all to grow and live your happiest, healthiest, strongest, best lives with me. And now that same kind of ideology has become this podcast.
And then for me, I finished my course and became a certified personal trainer at the beginning of summer. So with that, I launched my Change with Caroline fitness program at the beginning of June, which has been so exciting and just a cool like chapter of my life to start, you know, having this business of my own and being able to work super closely with a lot of you guys and just like give you those legitimate tools that you need to succeed with your fitness. Watching everybody in the program crush it has been a huge highlight of my summer and has definitely kept me on my fitness game as well. I've been using my own program all summer and just having so much fun with it. I've also been doing tons of social media stuff. You know, I started growing my social media pretty seriously, like at the beginning of the school year last year. So this summer has been the first time that like I've really had this long chunk of time to focus solely on that. So I've been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes to hopefully set up a really, really successful year to come. I guess something I've been thinking of is that I didn't necessarily grow my following as much as I wanted to this summer. You know, I like to set big goals for myself. I had big goals and dreams for that.
Shoot for the stars, baby.
Yeah, exactly. No, wait, shoot for the moon and you'll land among the stars.
Okay.
Isn't that what it is?
Something like that.
All right, something like that. But the thing is, even though I didn't meet like those number goals for myself, I've realized that I'm not upset or even disappointed with it at all, because one, obviously it's not all about the numbers. I've always wanted to be a person with a purpose, and I would rather have a huge positive impact on 1,000 people than give nothing of value to 1,000,000, if you know what I mean. But also,
if you're picking up what I'm putting down.
But also, I actually have had a ton of accomplishments behind the scenes that I want to take a second to be grateful for, because I feel like I've kind of let the summer go by and I'm always like forging ahead, you know, and not really taking that time to just slow down and be grateful for the things that I've actually accomplished. So, you know, things that I thought about recently. I got invited to Creator Week with Instagram, which was like a super cool, it was a virtual event this year, but hopefully in the future it'll be in person and I'll get to go and meet other creators. But I got to spend a week learning from their team. They sent me an Instagram sweatshirt, which is so cool. I also created a brand new website, which has been a huge goal for me because I made my first one last year and I just wanted like a total rebranding. So I did that. I absolutely love it. I have totally stepped up my content and really started making a lot more powerful content and diverse content, if that's the right word, you know, like sharing a variety of things, sharing some of my more vulnerable thoughts and like being much more thoughtful and creative with my content, which makes me feel so great. You know, I want to empower you, motivate you, teach you, like literally rewrite the narrative around change and confidence and fitness. And I'm really proud of the Instagram and TikTok content that I've been making around that, and think that this podcast is just going to take that to the next level as well. So all of those things are things that I have just been really proud of myself about this summer. Someone left me a comment recently saying your page is just the right amount of honest, and that is something that I really needed to hear, because I want to be honest and I want to be vulnerable without it being sappy or sad or embellished. You know, I just want everything to be my truth. So while I maybe haven't achieved every single thing that I dreamed of for myself this summer, when I stop to think about it, I'm actually really proud of what I have accomplished. And I think that's something that could be helpful for all of you as well. You know, instead of thinking of the things that you haven't done, think of everything that you have, and I can guarantee that you'll find something to be proud of yourself for as well.
Oh my God. Okay, I find myself thinking that all the time, and I just need to check myself, put it into perspective, look at all the growth in every capacity that I have made, and just kind of stop myself from continuously wanting to hit that next milestone and just for a second be grateful for how far I've come, and you know, then I'll go hit the next milestone.
Also, the summer has come with its own struggles. Mm-hmm. It hasn't all been, you know, like, accomplishing, feel good.
Yeah. We're so grateful to live in such a cool place, especially during the summer. You know, you see all these pictures of boat rides, beach days, walks around the island, driving with the doors off the Jeep, all these incredible things that make summer just so fun. But there have been moments that aren't as postable.
What Catherine's getting at is that we don't have friends at home, period. Like, there's no way around it. Maybe one day we will, but not now. Right now, we pretty much just have each other here in our little hometown.
Yeah. No, so everyone jokes, like, oh my God, I have no friends. But, like, we genuinely, there's not one person here that we could even text and be like, want to hang out? At school, we have friends, though.
Believe so me, we've even tried this summer. Like, we have reached out to some people.
Oh, my God, we have.
Like, might still want to be friends with
us. We have.
It hasn't worked.
Apparently, they didn't want to hang out with us. But at school, we have friends, though, so not mad about it. This summer's kind of sucked, but it's okay, you know?
Yeah, we definitely had a tough high school experience in terms of friends.
And I want to preface this with saying that we had some really, really good phases and some great friendships at certain points during high school.
Absolutely. You know, we were always making friends with everyone we could, being really open to everyone, but we struggled to ultimately find our place and make long-lasting friendships in our hometown. I think a lot of people can relate to that. I'm seeing so much on TikTok about people, like, going home from the summer and, like, not wanting to run into people or, like,
yeah,
you know, like, trying to act like the main character because they, like, had such a bad high school experience, you know, that kind of thing. But when it came to the end of high school, ultimately we graduated pretty much by choice, but also a little bit not by choice because, you know, people can suck with no friends in this town. We graduated with no friends.
Not a one.
But all was good when we went to Boston for school. We met so many great people. A lot of great friends in Boston that I'm so excited to get back to when we go back to school, literally next week. But coming home,
like, we moved up, all of our friends are kind of... A lot of our friends from school are just so excited to be back in school and with, you know, good people. New friends, more people. So we all moved our move-in dates up, and we're just so excited.
We did. So we're going to be at school very soon. But, like I said, coming home for a four-month summer, it was so long, to an environment that was honestly pretty toxic.
And dare I say traumatic at times.
At times. It was hard.
Harder than we thought it would be to come back, for sure.
Yeah, we'll definitely make an episode all about friends in the future. I think that's definitely going to be something we talk about a lot on here because it's not something that we've shared too much in our other content, but something that we talk about a lot ourselves and think about a lot in our day-to-day lives. But yeah, I think an episode like all about friends, the journeys that we're still on to find the right people in life, but they're... are people here in our hometown who have been very mean and honestly caused a lot of negativity in our lives, whether they knew it or not. Because I know a lot of the time, things are just coming from, like, other people's insecurities. They don't really realize
how mean much they it might affects be other people.
Being to people, like, you know, I think...
That said, there were definitely people who knew exactly what they were doing.
Oh.
In the moment.
For sure. But, you know, I'm just trying to... I think there are probably people out there who are just dealing with their own things.
You know, trying to be positive.
I think you don't know how much of an effect you have on someone,
other people,
whether, like, good or bad, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's just hard to know, like, how much of an actual effect you have on someone. But coming back to this environment for summer was a challenge in itself. Summer will be coming to an end in a week or so, like we said. We'll be heading back to Northeastern, where we will be...
roommates! Yeah, so We're not going to go super into it because it's a touchy subject, but we will be roommates and not even like, oh my God, we're in the same apartment. We are fully sharing a room.
Fully sharing a room. We're living in an apartment with five girls, but within that, the two of us are sharing a room, which we haven't done since we were like eight or something. So it'll be interesting for sure. Let me think.
No, we shared a room in our old house, and then at like age seven, I think it was, I just picked up and moved out and put all my stuff in the guest room and never looked back.
But then our first year living in Hong Kong, we did spend
one year. We had to share a room, and then after that, we moved into a new place.
Second grade, I think, but then we spent fifth grade together as well. So it's been, I guess, since fifth grade since we've legitimately shared a room together.
But we knew that we were going to be in the same apartment, and then some of the like direct rooming stuff got a little jumbled, and it just made the most sense. I mean, we literally share clothes, and we know that we
I mean, it came to a point where we knew that we were both gonna have to have a roommate, so it might as well be each other.
Yeah, so it might as well be each other.
Instead of anyone else. Yeah.
Taking one for the team.
I can't wait to go back to school, though. We're gonna be sophomores, but because of how last year went down, I personally feel like I'm starting fresh again, and I'm almost in the same boat as freshmen. But also not really, because we do have some people, we know the place, so I feel like we're just gonna hit the ground running, and this year is gonna be amazing.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is gonna help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership, so you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
So we talked about high school being a challenging time for us, but looking back, I honestly don't think I would change it because it really is what fueled a ton of self-growth and development for both of us.
We were the new kid, kind of the new kids at high school, but also kind of not.
Yeah, definitely a unique situation.
So, I mean, we grew up in New Hampshire and then moved to Hong Kong when we were 9-ish, and then we went for our dad's job, and honestly, moving there, we didn't even think twice about it. We were just so excited and embraced every part of it, and I don't remember being nervous at all, which was interesting because we fully just moved across the world.
Yeah, Hong Kong was amazing. We lived there for 4 years. They were some of the most transformative, positive years of our lives. We can both agree on that. Like, we have the same opinions about our times there. We went to Hong Kong International School, so it was an English speaking but very international school where we made friends from literally everywhere in the world. We traveled all around Asia, and it really opened our eyes at a young age to how big the world is, how many opportunities there are for us all within it.
And then we left after 4 years with this new perspective and new experiences. We just moved back to New Hampshire. And even though we'd lived there before, you know, we left when we were 9, so we don't really remember life before that. And when we came back, we were 14. Middle school happened, you know, schools combined. People had changed so much since we knew them before, and we just still felt super, super out of place.
Mm-hmm. We honestly struggled from day one because we never wanted to leave Hong Kong. We struggled from, like, day negative 100, the day that we found out we were moving from Hong Kong, because we never wanted to leave. It started to feel like home there so fast. We had best friends. We absolutely loved our lives there. We were, like, so into sports and our school and just the lifestyle there. So when we had to leave, we were upset. You know, it wasn't our choice. We came back to New Hampshire. We really felt like we didn't fit in, like people didn't want to include us or let us back in. And also, like, we didn't really want to fit in anyways, because it was a tough move and we honestly didn't want to be here.
Yeah. And I mean, eventually we kind of found our place with some friends, but we had to lose sight of who we were to do that.
Yeah. In Hong Kong, even though we were young, I felt so much like myself. Like, we were so independent, so adventurous, active, ambitious. So many of the things that I really, really love about myself are things that I really discovered about myself when I was there, and that I felt getting kind of suppressed the longer that we just tried to fit in New Hampshire.
Yep.
You know, in terms of fitness specifically, in Hong Kong, we played every sport that we could. We were swimmers. We swam, like, open water races in the South China Sea. We ran cross country on Victoria Peak, which is, like, a super cool mountain there. You know, we played soccer, basketball, we danced. And when we moved back here for high school, I personally just lost that part of me. I quit soccer because it seemed too clicky here. I quit dance because I just lost my love for it. I did run cross country, but I put minimal effort into it because I was just, like I said, I felt like all of the things that I loved about myself were just getting suppressed, like whether that was from my environment or just, you know, from myself, I don't know. But I was losing my passion for all of it and kind of forgetting who I was. And I guess ultimately I kind of became more comfortable staying quiet and just trying to get by in the least problematic way possible. I don't think I realized quite how bad that was and quite how far away from myself I was getting until I came out of it.
Yeah, staying quiet is such a great descriptor. People, our friends at the time, were very vocal about just not wanting to hear about anything from our past 4 years, any stories, pictures, experiences we had. They just were so uninterested to the point where they would tell us to shut up. And, you know, even though, like, that was our whole life at the time, we didn't have any stories from elsewhere. So instead of sharing those things, I just learned to not say anything and, you know, think to myself while I listened to everyone else's stories, because right, like, they were all involved in each other's stories. And
yeah. I mean, everyone around us went to middle school together. They all knew each other. They made these memories together. And Catherine and I, when we would try to talk about our middle school and stuff, it was, like, it was just so different. And, like, I kind of understand that to some extent. Like, it just, like, wasn't their experience, too. But it was, like, we just felt like we couldn't even talk about our own lives and the things that we had experienced and the things that we loved.
Yeah, so we stopped talking about it, and then eventually we started forgetting about it, and it just didn't, started not even feeling connected to ourselves anymore.
Mm-hmm. I finally realized how honestly unhappy I was when we moved houses from the house that we grew up in to a brand new one that our family built. The new house was in a town over, a little closer to the beach, a little more secluded, you know, a new environment that just felt like the refreshing new start that I needed. That was about spring 2019, And what I would say was the beginning of my major self-growth, which honestly felt less like changing myself and more like just finding that person who I had lost. It started with me reconnecting with fitness. I think that's why I'm still so passionate about health and fitness, because for me, it was like the driving force of my personal growth.
And we always like to talk about growth and change pretty generally, because it can look like so many different things. It's different for everyone, but for both of us, and for so many of you, I'm sure, health has been so central to it.
I remember when we were living in the old house, we had this tiny old basement gym set up, and I actually tried to get into lifting back then, so that would have been, like, early in my junior year. I reached out to a girl on Instagram who made me a workout guide. I did it for about a week, and then I stopped because, one, I didn't think that I had the motivation to be consistent, and, two, I thought that lifting was going to make me bulky.
It's not.
So that's why I try to shut down those myths so hard. Try to shut down the myth that you're going to be motivated all the time and that it's going to be easy, because it's literally not, but it becomes your lifestyle. And two, that lifting's gonna make you bulky, because please, like, lifting made me, like, oh my god, like, that's just not
so it. So inaccurate.
Like, unless you're taking a bunch of steroids and, like, eating like the Hulk.
If you're eating, like, 17 servings per meal, then you'll probably get bulky, yeah.
Lifting is gonna help you gain a little bit of lean muscle and burn fat so that you're gonna be lean and toned and feel strong.
You're gonna look so good. You're gonna feel so confident.
Exactly. Okay, but that's not the point. That was just a little tangent, because I think it's always important to say. What I was just saying is that's why I'm so passionate about shutting down those myths, because I think that most of us do go through a phase of letting those things hold us back. You know, I've been there too. When we moved into the new house, it was spring, and so I started going on some runs around the island because the new environment was exciting. So I decided to just start running around to explore it and kind of reconnecting with my runner self. Even though I always ran cross country, I just like did not really commit to it or care about it. I also decided to pick up some weights and try that again, and this time it stuck. And it wasn't that I was doing anything different, it was that my mindset had changed. I wanted this fresh start, I was open to a challenge, and just needing a change so badly, and I found this thing through lifting and running in my fitness that made me feel so accomplished, so strong, so confident, and it also reminded me of how athletic and active I had been in Hong Kong and how much I just missed that part of me that I didn't even realize I was missing.
I think this was something that was definitely a turning point for me too, but I just didn't realize it until now. When I look back, I realize how major it really was.
That whole summer, summer 2019.
Summer 2019.
Summer 2019.
Perfect summer.
Oh, it was honestly one of the best times in my life that I had in a long time, and because of the pandemic and stuff as well, probably still one of the best phases of life.
Like movie summer. I know everyone recently jokes like, oh, my life's a movie. God, that summer was summer a movie. You didn't even need to romanticize it to be good. Ugh.
Yeah. We were living so healthily, becoming obsessed with our summer smoothie bowls and eating well. We had some good friends in our life at that point too. We really did. And we had a lot of fun summer adventures, you know. It was just all around a good-ass time. Like, all over. Then, senior year right after that turned a little worse. You know, it wasn't the best year in a lot of aspects, as senior year can be. You know, it's stressful. School was stressful. Friends weren't going as great. But throughout it all, the two of us did stay so focused on our self-growth and those self-growth journeys that we had started in summer 2019. I know personally, I might have taken it too far, you know, I became so tunnel visioned on bettering myself, committing to my fitness and becoming so independent, that looking back, I definitely got kind of obsessive at some points, but I don't really regret that, and we can get into that fully in another episode for sure, but I had a lot of negative or stressful things going on around me, and my fitness was just the one thing that I felt like I could really commit to by myself, for myself. And so through senior year, the two of us stayed committed.
By two of us, you mean yourself and yourself?
No, me and you.
Oh.
What?
Okay, just cut that
me
out.
Me and you, girlfriend.
Girlfriend. I need to stop saying that. What did I call you in the store today? I said bibs.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. It was supposed to be ironic because you were like in the wrong aisle and we were in a fight and I just screamed, babes, you're going the wrong way.
That's funny that I like that. What I was saying was that even though there was some negativity going on in senior year and it wasn't as great of a year for us overall, we still stayed on those paths and just really commit to being independent and bettering ourselves.
And that idea of, you know, you're in it for yourself is what started this whole thing of wanting to inspire you guys and show you that, one, being alone can be positive, and two, you're not really alone because there are people who understand it, there are people who want to support you in that.
Ultimately, you are the one with the power to make the changes that you want to, and when you decide to commit to yourself, and it sounds cheesy, but to literally be your own best friend, your life will change.
Okay, but fast forward to last school year, our first year at college, we were at Northeastern, and we just had so many high hopes of meeting new people, you know, that each of us connected with, so many new fun experiences, the whole thing.
And, like, taking all of that self-growth and finally going and living, you know,
putting it to use. So while it was a good year, COVID obviously made it harder for a lot of those things to happen.
It kind of felt like a teaser. Like, we saw what it could be like, but we didn't fully get it.
And now it just feels like we've been waiting for so long to feel like we're truly living again.
I'm sure a lot of you guys are feeling the same way.
So, with that said, let's introduce what we're calling the new era.
Oh. Both of us, and even when we share this with you guys, we're all in agreement. We feel like everything is about to just, like, take off and explode and go crazy.
And we're in a place where we have this completely new set of goals. And there's, like, I feel like I was looking at I have this picture wall on my wall and I was looking at it the other day and I was like, I'm so different in every single possible way. There's so many good memories, but I'm just so completely updated from that.
Yeah, it feels like we have just, like, this is a really bad analogy. You're probably gonna really, like, laugh at me for this, but, like, a snake that, like, sheds its skin. Or, like,
a turtle?
Don't they get out of their shells and get new shells when they grow? They do. Like, a turtle that's changed its shell or something.
One time.
I knew you were gonna laugh at me for this. Wait, say what you're gonna say and then I'll finish.
One time, I went to a pottery painting birthday party when I was, like, 6, and we were painting turtles. And everyone painted the body green and the shell brown, right? Like, that's what a turtle is, right? But I painted my shell green.
Did you do the opposite?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And I didn't realize until...
What I mean with that is, like, we're still the same people, but we have grown and changed so much these past 2 years. But because we've been in so much of an independent place, and also because of COVID, it's like we haven't really been, like, able to put those two people into the world yet and really felt it. And this year is just gonna go crazy because now we've done all this work and we're continuing to do the work, but it's like we are these new people who we now get to, like, experience life being,
yeah, just completely different mindset, see things with different perspectives, and that's what it's all about. Having grown and changed so much in the past couple of years, I know I'm ready to see things and experience things in a new way, and there's no other way to describe it than we're entering a new era.
In school, with friends, with careers, with life experiences, having fun, everything is just getting to that next level, the new era, and we're ready for it. Like, actually bring it on. I am so sick of waiting.
But guys, the waiting's over. The new era starts now, and I hope you guys feel it too.
I know you feel it too. You deserve to feel it, too.
You deserve it. Okay, okay, okay.
Okay. Now that we've talked a little bit about the past, the present, the future. Well, actually, more so the past and the future. So now what we're getting at is the present.
Time for the weekly recap.
We're
going to kick off our episodes with this, but we thought we should just introduce ourselves a little bit for the first episode. This segment is just going to be a little catch-up, update on our lives, and just talk freely.
Yeah, so basically, we're going to be recording these episodes every Sunday and releasing them on Monday.
That's
so
the plan.
If you guys
as of
can
right
do
now.
Quick simple math, that's quick real maths. Quick.
That's real
like,
quick.
That's like a real quick turnover. We're gonna talk on Sunday and you guys are gonna listen on Monday. Mm. So that means that you
here's
are
why
along
we chose
with
that,
us.
Though. Here's why we chose it. We're gonna just like really update you on all the happenings of our weekend.
And
all
of then the happenings
of our weekend.
So fun.
This sounds so fun. Like, the good and the bad. I'm so excited for, like, 3 episodes from now when you guys already know me. You know some, like, characters in my life, maybe. And because there's some shit that I need to speak about. There's some stuff I need to talk about on here. Anyway, so let's just talk about our... Okay, wait. So that was the Sunday. We're just going to talk. And then on Monday, you guys can start your week fresh. Listen to it. Right. Because... we're also going to set some goals for the week.
Exactly.
So you know, get like, do a little reset for the week.
Doesn't
that
sound
so fun?
Like, I'm so excited for this.
Maybe it's just fun for us.
Like,
but I hope it's fun for you guys,
have, too. Like, a super fun weekend. We're going to have our Friday. We're going to have our Saturday. And then
we're going to have our Sunday.
And then we're needing Sunday to, like, recharge and reset. We're just going to, like, unpack the weekend with you guys. Update you on everything
welcome
that's
to
going
therapy.
On in our lives. And just have that little, like, Sunday brunch together. It's a Sunday brunch. But then it's a Monday, because you guys are listening on a Monday, but it's, like, Sunday.
Yes. All right. So, what happened this week, Caroline? Tell me. Let me know. What happened in your life?
Well, actually, something really fun recently. We just had a bunch of friends who we're going to Northeastern with next year come and visit us in New Hampshire. So, we're all just, like, so excited about going back to school together next year. And... so this was kind of like a kickoff to that. They came, spent a night in New Hampshire.
Guys,
we
planned so many fun
such
things.
A fun beach day. We packed so much into that one day.
It was like
we
less
really
than 24
did.
Hours.
We went to the beach. We went to this like...
we woke up for sunrise. It was,
we did.
We didn't
we
even...
got ice cream.
We woke up
we
and
went
it
for
was
some
bright
drives.
Out.
Yeah, we did so much. And it was just like so great to be with those people and just kind of like solidify those friendships again, you know, before we go back to school, since it has been so long since we've all seen each other. Mm-hmm. So that was so great. And literally because of that, we all moved our move-in dates to go to school earlier. Because,
yeah, we were all sitting there and we just moved them. We petitioned the move-in date and they all got
approved. Move-in dates were scheduled to be on literally the Saturday before classes started. And we were like,
that gives us no time to do anything.
More time than that. We don't want to... like literally move our stuff into school and then start classes the next day, right? Especially one last year felt like we didn't get that much like social outings and stuff. Like we want to start this year strong. We want like
that
a
much
week.
Social outings,
that many social outings.
That many
my
social
bad.
Outings.
We wanted to start this year like so strong. So now a ton of our friends we're gonna be moving in on the Wednesday before, so that we get like a few nights, a whole weekend.
Yeah, so we have a little bit of time to hang out. Maybe like. That. I'll get married. Who knows?
we're doing this. God, this
have you guys
like
seen
so
the fake weddings?
This?
We're so into this. So
we're
I'm
throwing a fake wedding.
We're throwing
party.
A fake wedding for me. And you guys are all invited, obviously. Like, if you want to come to Boston, it's going to be at the field.
It's going to be at the
field.
We're throwing a fake wedding. And Catherine saw this TikTok where these people, like, had a fake wedding. We're like,
and at the
fully
same
there
time, I saw
bride,
the TikTok, like, my friend made a joke about, like, proposing. And so we just ran with it.
We just ran with it.
So we're getting
Catherine
married.
And one of our friends are going to be getting married. We're all going to be attending the wedding. I'm thinking, like, I'm obviously going to be the maid of honor. I'll give a speech.
Girl has her notes app and her phone is full of her maid of honor speech. It starts, oh my God, so funny. Should we make a whole episode of you reading it?
Oh, yeah. I'll read it when the time comes.
When the time comes.
But I, like, and Catherine's exaggerating. I only have, like, one line, but it was good. I had a good
start.
It
was good.
There'll be a best man. There'll be, like, you know, a father to walk her down the aisle, probably a flower girl, a ring bearer. Like,
I'm sure you guys
be
will be
time.
So involved.
We're gonna
like,
have like a whole wedding party. Like, we're so excited. All of our friends, we're all gonna
no,
have
we're
a role.
Going
we're
all
having
out.
Like a
we're
role
going all
and
out.
We're gonna dress up and we're doing a wedding.
Like bachelorette parties.
So that's happening in the next couple of weeks. Oh, speaking of bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise just started.
Okay, I don't care.
Okay. Next.
Next. All right, so with that, we've also just been spending so much time at the beach. And it's been really fun. It's currently raining right now, which is a little depressing, but...
we have been just
casually going to the beach.
Than we have all summer.
Like, it feels like summer just started because of it. Honestly, we're having so much fun with it.
Do you guys feel like that?
Do you guys feel like
that?
That
happens
like...
every single summer where it's like summer starts and you're like, oh, I have so much time to do this, blah, 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 blah. And then the end of summer comes and you're like, oh my God, I only have a few weeks.
And
I
so
have
you to start
like
doing
pack it with
everything.
Summer activities every day. So it's like, yeah, we've been getting outside and going to the beach and stuff like here and there all summer. But now these past few
weeks, just
we're like,
going
every day
for it.
We gotta go. Because
every day
it's gonna
we gotta
be
go.
Over and we can't take it for granted. So that's awesome. We're both getting more sun, more salt, more sand.
I'm looking a little tan and
on.
Confident, guys. I'm getting a little tan and confident.
Oh.
What?
So living in Boston and living in New England, I'm sure a lot of you guys who like live in areas like this know the winter comes, you lose that
seasonal
tan,
depression.
You get
you
a
lose,
little bit
you get
sad
a little bit
because
pale.
You just feel a little less hot because you get pale.
You don't just feel a little less hot, like
you
are
you
a little less
are
hot.
You are a little less hot, honestly.
It's just let's all just accept it.
And it just,
you're just
it kicks your confidence and your happiness. Like feeling
so
tan
down.
And summery makes you feel better. So I have decided already that I'm not going to let that happen for me this year. Like, I'm going to be self-tanning all through the winter just to keep that summer happiness up.
And then we get a text.
Then we get a text from our roommate.
What should we call her?
A name.
The nurse.
The nurse.
The nurse. She's a nursing major.
So then we get a text from the nurse. And it's a TikTok of these girls having a tanning salon in their dorm.
Like spray tan salon.
Like a spray tan salon.
And oh my God, we are...
We took it and we ran.
I think it's been purchased. I think the nurse got it.
I
think the nurse
got
it.
I don't think she should be the nurse. That's too formal. Like, maybe, like, nursey.
Nurse. I love it.
Nursey.
Nursey.
Okay, so the nurse got it. And she is going to be single-handedly tanning
our whole
all
building.
All of the girls in the building.
All the girls in the building.
But I think she should, like, start a business.
All the guys
it, right?
in the building, honestly.
All the guys
like,
in the building, too. Everyone in our building is going to be looking so tan and hot.
They're
going like, to
be like, what did they put in the water?
Everyone everywhere else is, like, not going to understand it. They're going to be like, what in the world is in that water? Like,
what is in that water? Like, I don't know. It's a Brita.
But secretly, Nursey's just going to be
nursey's
giving us
just
all
like
spray
spraying up everyone.
Like a tent, a spray tan equipment.
Girlfriend whips out her tent in our living
room. I'm going to be printing her off like business cards, sliding them under everyone's doors to like book appointment.
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change. And their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
All right. So another little thing we're going to do with this recap is just a blatant high and low of the week.
I haven't even thought about what mine's going to be.
Neither
have I. In my head. But because this is going to be on Mondays and because we are girls with goals, we want to incorporate goal setting into every episode. So we'll do
a little
like,
low of the week and then how we can improve it.
When we're reflecting on our week, we'll each say something that was really awesome. And then
That was awesome.
And then something that maybe
wasn't so awesome.
A low for the week. So something that was so awesome, and then something that wasn't so awesome. And then set a goal going into next
based
week.
Based on that low.
Based on that low. So, like, what you can do to improve it. So, let's start with you and Catherine to buy
me
some more time.
Oh, why did you put it on me? I need more time.
What was a high? What's, like, a high from your week?
So, my high for the week, I've already kind of talked about it, but we've been going to the beach for, like, beach days so often in the past week, and I've actually gotten, like, such a good tan. And to look at me, you wouldn't say that, but when you see my tan line, it really just puts
you. You probably still wouldn't say that.
You probably still wouldn't say it. It's so good. But that just makes me really happy because, I don't know, it just makes me feel super summery and in my element. That was my Instagram caption today. In my element. So, I don't know, I'm just feeling good and happy and confident kind of because of it. Got some extra sun. And my low of the week is... Oh, I have not been drinking enough water this week. That's kind of a simple one, but...
That's a good goal, too. Yeah. How are you? What's, like, the action step you're going to take for that?
I think I'm just going to drink more water.
Well, no, but you can, like, say I'm going to drink more water, but, like what are you going to actually do? I feel like it needs to be, like, more of a goal than that, or else it's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, I have a water bottle. Like, I have this giant water bottle, and I try and drink 3 of them a day. I think that equals a gallon. And I just... So, basically, I leave the lid off, and I just kind of leave it places and lose it. So that's kind of what's happened this past week is I left the lid off so I can't take it places with me because I don't have the lid on it. So I'm going to find the lid and use it and I'll check back next week and let you know if I'm hydrated. All right, Caroline.
Okay, we sure hope you are. So my high of the week, I am also probably just going to say like the more outdoor time. It's been a really good weather week until today. And we've just been getting outside so much more, going to the beach. We had friends here, which was so much fun. My low, though, is that I have been feeling very unproductive, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Like, there's always time for rest. But at the same time, I also have not been feeling like I'm getting rest. Like, I've just been in this really weird in-between zone where it's, like,
funky.
I still feel like I'm in that high-stress, productive like mode where like my body and my brain are still like go, but I'm not actually getting anything productive done. So I'm just like, can you please choose whether I'm resting right now or whether I'm being productive right now, like in any moment. So my goal for that next week is, especially since it's our last week before going back to school, like, and I want to get back into a routine, is to like actually plan out the tasks that I need to get done to feel productive and efficiently do them, and then spend the rest of my time resting and enjoying it so that I can actually have a black and white, right now I'm getting things done, right now I'm resting, instead of just constantly being in this funky in the middle zone. So that's definitely what I'm going for next week.
Welcome to Double Take.
Double Take. You all have asked some great questions, and we're here to give you not only one,
but 2
answers. Or maybe they're the same answer, but 2 different takes, you know?
The double take.
Let's get into it. These are questions that you guys submit this week. We're going to take your questions every week. And just because this is, like, the first episode, and we want to introduce, like, how you can answer your, or how you can submit your questions, we have a Girls with Goals Discord group chat. It's going to be linked in, like, the show notes of all of the episodes. And in there's a channel called, like, Advice.
Questions.
You guys can submit all of your questions, whether they're broad questions or, like, maybe a specific scenario or situation in your life that you just want advice on. And we'll give you our double take.
First question is, how to be confident when you feel like the people around you are putting you down? So I think the first step to that is get new people.
However, if that's not possible, because...
They're talking about their mom in this scenario, yeah, so this, obviously you can't like, get rid of your mom.
This girl was specifically asking how to be confident when my mom is constantly putting me down.
And that is, you have the control where you can just simply put less value into what they say and more into your own opinions.
Mm-hmm. I think there's definitely like different parts to this because it's like... There are a lot of people in your life who are going to be in your life. You can't control, like, obviously, like, you have a family.
To some extent.
Some people who are always going to be in your life, and you want to make those relationships as loving and supportive as you can. And so maybe instead of like resenting them for what they're saying getting you down, maybe you can try to work with them on it, you know? Look from that person's shoes, not that what they're saying or doing to you is okay.
Because
that's
I
not what I'm saying.
I promise you, it's usually a them problem. So try to understand why they're saying the things they're saying.
Don't actually think the things that they're saying or don't mean it.
Or maybe they think it about themselves and not about you. They're just kind of projecting it on
you.
You know what I mean?
Coming from, like, something else that's going on. Like, I know that the times that I argue with my mom or the times that I feel like my mom is being mean to me or I'm being mean to my mom is the times when we're both just upset or stressed about something else and we're taking it out on each other. And that's no way to do it, but try to look from that person's perspective and say, why do they think these things? Why are they saying these things? And then maybe that will help you figure out how you can actually work with them to stop it and, like, have that conversation to say, like, why are you saying these things to me? Here's how they're making me feel. And hopefully they'll be more mindful of that in the future. Also, like Catherine said, putting the most value into your opinion of yourself rather than anyone else's opinions of you is important, because ultimately, like, you are going to have a lot of people in your life, but you are the only person who you are constantly with. You are constantly having that dialogue within your brain, who you are literally living with 24/7. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that your relationship with yourself is the best one and that your opinion is the one that you value the most.
You are the most important person in your life, so just gotta start acting like it. And if it is a situation where you are having a hard time accepting that you should be confident and it's kind of a you and you problem, fake it till you make it. Just the feeling of overwhelming confidence is so fun and empowering. And I mean, I have my days, obviously, but I've learned that no one else's opinion matters. And when you realize that, the whole world opens up for you. And finding that confidence and feeling comfortable just doing you becomes a whole lot easier. But fake it till you make it. You know, tell yourself you're confident. And even if you don't believe it in that moment, if you tell yourself enough times, I promise it'll become true.
Mm-hmm. Question number two is how to stay motivated when you feel like giving up.
I think the most important thing to remember in that situation is, you know, your core values, the reasons that you started, and making sure that you have those things and that they are stronger than any passing feeling or moment could ever be.
Exactly. We all have bad days. We have bad days pretty often, but that doesn't mean that it's an excuse to give up on everything forever, and it shouldn't be that easy to just have one bad day or one bad moment and give up on everything. Feel those things and then remember what those core values are. Remember what those reasons are that you're doing what you're doing and get back to it. So whether that is fitness and you're just feeling bad on yourself one day, remember why you're doing it. Remember that you want to be healthier, stronger, more confident, and let those feelings and those reasons empower you. And the next day, when you wake up, have that change of mindset and feel better. Or even in that day, if you're able to, you know, remember
reset
those things. Yeah. If you're able to just
reset
in the moment and remember those reasons. But motivation is not like, I think a lot of the times people want motivation.
You rely on motivation and just expect that it's going to be there and that that is the reason that you do everything. And it's not. Motivation comes in and out, and you have to just...
There has to be this other driving force within you that is who you think you deserve to be.
Motivation does not always manifest itself in the same way every single day. So someday you may have this overwhelming energy and urge to get up and go do all the things you want to do. But other days, you may need to draw on those past feelings and kind of, it takes a little bit more out of you to get to that place where you are motivated. Mm-hmm. But regardless, you know you have it in you, and you just gotta remember why you're doing what you're doing and get up and do it.
And by remember why you're doing what you're doing, I mean, like, that could be anything. It could be because you want to feel more confident. It could be because you want to be more healthy. Or maybe you don't have something that specific, but it's just that you know
you want
that
to.
You have so much potential and you want to see that manifested in something. You want to see yourself
the results,
level
you
up
want to see the
because
changes.
You know that you can. And maybe you don't know exactly what those changes want to be. Maybe you can't pinpoint exactly the things that you want to do, but you know that you want to show up every day as your best self because you just deserve to reach your full potential and to be better. Because yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
All right, next question. What are some simple steps to improving yourself? So improving yourself is just so personal and individualized, and it does not need to be a huge thing. And I also want to touch on this idea of like perpetual fixing instead of taking a negative approach to this. I like to look at improvement as reaching that positive potential that is already inside of you, and you know, just see it from that positive light and don't put too much pressure on it. So the classics are drink more water, move your body, eat fruits and vegetables, journal, start understanding your emotions more. That one is directed towards myself, but I will say I've gotten so much better at it, especially like this summer, just like talking about emotions, that's what Karen was talking about mm-hmm. earlier in this episode. But things that are just going to make you feel good, you know?
Yeah.
You know what they are for you.
I love that the person worded this question as what are simple steps to improve yourself, because don't get me wrong, improving yourself and growth is not easy.
Not easy at all.
But it's usually simple, right?
It's not
usually these simple
super overly
things.
Complex.
It's not overly complicated. It's actually just these small, simple things that when you put them all together and you do them habitually,
from the outside, maybe it doesn't look that different. But how you feel and how you act and
how you show
how
up
you
and
think.
Are.
It's over time that's going to be so much more powerful.
Yeah. Maybe do something for movement. So something for your physical health. Something for your nutrition, focusing more on whole foods, getting more protein, drinking your water. And something for your mental health. Journaling. Listening to a podcast and going
for a walk. Yeah. I guess, but they're all kind of intertwined.
Some sort
they
of
really
like
are.
Meditative thing, something like that. So like something for your mind, something for your body, like movement, something for nutrition. Start making the small steps that you feel like fit very naturally into your life.
Yes.
And then over time, you're going to be able to pull more and more of those in. And all of those little simple things that
they
when they
up.
Become habits and they become a part of you, they add up to change.
All right, how do you stay energized throughout the day without caffeine? Mm. Number one, sleep, obviously. You have to get good sleep.
Yeah, you can't expect to feel energized if you're not getting yourself some sleep.
So the other thing is fuel your body with food.
Right, caffeine is not like a food replacement. Ultimately, food is energy.
Food is energy. That's what it is. So fill your body with enough food. Fill it with good food.
Good quality food. Those nutrients and micronutrients that are really going to power you.
Mm-hmm. And then stay hydrated. It's just going to jolt your energy a little bit and make you feel good. Make sure you're doing enough. And that just means like filling your day. Obviously, you don't want to overfill it, overbook yourself, overwork yourself. But make sure you are doing enough that keeps you motivated, keeps you going throughout the day. And you'll get more done. When you're busy, you get more done.
Yeah, I feel like it sounds counterintuitive on the surface. Like, how do I feel like I have more energy? Do more. But it's true, because I'm sure we've all experienced that, where it's like the times in our lives where we have a lot of stuff going on and we have like a lot of things in our routine, a lot of things that we're like excited to do, we actually like end up getting more done and feeling more energized, versus if you like don't really have that much to do and it's like easy to just like be lethargic, then that's how
you're just
gonna
fall into that. And then my last point I'll leave you with is make life fun, even on a little day-to-day basis. You know, keep your eye out for all the little things around you. If you're walking and like a butterfly flies past you, I say that because it happened to me yesterday and it was the cutest thing ever. I was walking my dog and a butterfly flew right in front of my... That sounds so wholesome. But, like, if you're keeping your mind open to seeing those things and taking note of it, you're just gonna, oh, you're gonna be so much happier, mm-hmm. and you're just gonna be more apt to doing the things you need to throughout the day, and you won't even need caffeine.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely, like, some days that are gonna be more full with tasks, and then some days that are gonna be more full with enjoyment, yeah. but finding at least a little bit of enjoyment and fun every day is so important, because what is life if you're not enjoying it?
Truly. Mean, what is life?
Like, God, the question, like, what is the purpose of life?
Nothing.
I don't even know. There's so
not to, like,
many...
answer that, but there
we should,
is...
We should just have an open-ended question one day where we just say, like, what's the purpose of life?
And nothing.
Just, like,
there
talking,
is no point.
Like,
do whatever you be, want, like, and whatever is going to make you happy.
But it's like, what is life if at the end of every day... you are not happy and you're not enjoying it, truly. Like, you could have everything in the world and not be happy. And that is so
listen to this philosopher
topic.
Over here.
That is so off topic of you asking about how to stay energized throughout the day with caffeine. But it's like, you know what energizes you more than caffeine? Happiness.
Happiness.
Confidence. Excitement. All of those feelings are, like, natural
energy.
Who
needs coffee when you're just happy?
Who needs coffee and caffeine when you can just wake up excited for life? And isn't that just the goal at the end of the day? Like, I'm not saying this and saying that I wake up every day so excited, but it's like, that is my goal, to wake up every day just so excited to live my life.
And I hope this podcast made you excited.
And with that,
thank
you guys so much for listening to this first episode. We'll be back with you every
see you guys next Monday. We love you guys.
We love you. See you then.
Bye.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.